You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We wanted to jump into this segment because we were talking about this off the air yesterday, and we always like for things like this to spill over to the airwaves. It has to do with people having wildlife encounters. You know, you got the usual, you know, hey, there was a skunk on my property. But we're talking about the stories of your encounter with wildlife that is the kind of thing that you want to share with your boys in the morning. And we already got some messages. Allow me to kick things off with this note from Hannah.
Okay.
Because this is like one of my fears, I guess. She says, Dom and Jeremy, I heard you guys talking about encounters with wildlife. I've got one that might be hard for people to beat. When I lived in Arizona, I got in my car that had been parked on the street for 2 days. When I leaned over at a red light and pulled away the gym bag lying there looking for my headphones, there was a rattlesnake coiled up.
No way. How'd that happen?
I jumped out of that car so fast, screaming. I'm lucky I'd put it in park before leaning over. People were honking at me to move, but I stood there until a cop showed up. She goes, dang. So that's my story.
Dang, that could have been real bad.
I've heard of people having this before where little snakes do get into the car. I've known a couple people who have found snakes in their car.
I guess if you leave the door open or something while you're getting groceries out or whatever and you wander into the house and wander back.
Or maybe there's some way that they from underneath the chassis somehow work. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like that at all, Don.
I don't want a rattlesnake in my car.
Yeah.
Can you see those people laying on their horns at the red light?
Let's go. You're like, there's a snake in my car.
Let's go.
Yeah, there's been a couple stories in the news. Just this past week, we were reading one again about somebody that was like ripping down their ceiling for some remodeling. And there was like thousands of bees in the ceiling. There was the giant hive and everything. It was like taking up their entire ceiling and they had no idea. There was that one. And then I saw the story yesterday about somebody doing, again, more remodeling or something. And they found 700 pounds of acorns, I believe it was, in the walls. And it was either from like a bird or a squirrel or something. They had been just tossing all these acorns into the walls to, you know, save them for winter or whatever. And then they found them. 700 pounds. I mean, that's years worth of collecting that stuff. The closest thing we ever came to being eaten was a night out camping. It was, I think it was like the first or second time we had used our camper after we purchased it. And we were woken up.
Awakened is fine.
In the middle of the night, with like pounding and stuff on the side of the camper and on the glass, and we thought somebody was outside trying to break in, and we opened the window to look out, and there was like bear paws and the bear licking the window. And the next day we went out, and there was bear tracks all over the camper, and they had popped open the back of my truck and gotten in the back of the bed and everything, and that scared the hell out of us.
That will make your heart go
in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of night. That was terrifying, man. It was
so
scary.
We have a few text messages coming in that are also bear related. In fact, Karen included all these photos and said, my dad thought his shed was bear proof, but this dude robbed us of over $1,000 worth of food. She says, now my dad is at war with the bear. The pictures are pretty remarkable.
Those bears are strong, man. They'll get into anything. And they're smart. I mean, they'll grab your door handle and just open your door and go into your car.
Debbie just texted and she goes, as I am right now driving down the road, I'm looking to see if a snake can get in somehow.
You're looking at your air vents. You're like, that's where they're coming in, the air vents.
I didn't mean to, like, ruin everybody's day, but yeah, there could be a rattlesnake in your car. Hi, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So what's the story?
So I, a few weeks ago, got to go to Florida and swim with manatees. And let me tell you, they are the sweetest, most beautiful and curious creatures, and they love belly rubs.
And who doesn't?
Just like
sounds a lot like me.
Puppies. And so we had one come up to us that wanted all the belly rubs and loving, and just kind of kept munching on our arms, like our wetsuits, and just hung out with us for like, and it would like grab onto us with its flippers, like,
really?
And it hung out with us for like, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. It was so amazing.
This is a manatee, you said?
Yes.
Are they called sea cows? Yeah. Is that their nickname?
They're known as sea cows.
The sea cow. Yeah, the majestic sea cow.
They're wild looking, man. I'll tell you.
You know.
Yeah, that's
good
pretty
for
cool.
You, Joy. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. I remember years and years ago in Hawaii getting a little two-person kayak around all the spinner dolphins.
Yeah, that's fun.
That would jump up out of the water and spin around you. And...
Is that how they sounded?
Similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. We're looking for your crazy stories about a wildlife encounter. Dee, good morning.
Well, good morning.
So what happened?
All right. Well, this is when I lived in Atlanta, and I had just picked up my car from the mechanic. He was out in the country, and I had my two girls with me, and we were going to go to the zoo. So we jump on the highway, and it was starting to get hot, so I turned on the air conditioning, and it paused for a second, and then it just started blowing out. And the next thing I know, cockroaches were crawling out of the exhaust.
Oh,
it was horrible. It was like a horror movie.
That is a horror movie.
It was. We were screaming in the car. I got off. I kept my cool, mind you, and we got off. Got and went to the gas station. Uh-huh. Opened the doors and they were coming. It was horrible.
They just kept coming out. Get the heebie-jeebies. They're like, it's in my clothes. It's in my clothes.
How do you end up getting all of those out? I mean, what did you have to do?
I went in there, I got some bug spray at the gas station, and we just waited, dusted them out, freaking out, pulled out all
the floor mats and everything.
And it was the worst. And then, you know, we waited for really about an hour and just sat there.
And then you sold that car immediately. Get rid of it.
Dee, thank you for that story. What a visual to turn your air on and cockroaches come flying.
Yeah, that truly is a horror movie. My God. Ugh. Gross. Real quick, I'll read you one from Tara that just came in. She says, I had an encounter with a hippo at the Denver Zoo. It's a really long message. Let's see. The mama hippo turned her back on the crowd, started flicking her tail, which made everybody laugh until the hippo poo started flying out everywhere and hit all of the adults standing by the railing. I will never forget that. Oh, she said it was all selfish adults in front of me because I was a kid. They wouldn't let the kids go up to the front of the enclosure to look at the hippo, it sounds like. And then the adults got hit with all the poo.
Yeah, they had it coming.
They did. That's funny.
Here's Lorena. Lorena, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boys.
What's Hi. Your wildlife encounter?
Well, my friend was looking at a condominium that she was thinking about buying, and we met the real estate agent. I went with her. We met the agent at the door. The agent lets us in and says, go ahead and look around. So we kind of split ways in the condo. My friend goes, you know, into the bedrooms and is looking around. All of a sudden, we hear this blood-curdling scream, and Kim comes running out. And we're like, oh, my God, what's happening? She's like, there's a lizard, there's a lizard. We're like, what are you talking about? So we all go back into the very back bathroom, and there is a 4-foot lizard in the bathtub. Now, this condo was completely empty except for the 4-foot lizard in the bathtub.
4 feet
How
long?
Did he get in there?
Yeah, we're assuming that whoever owned it before left him there. And maybe he's going to pick it up. Yeah, yeah. But who expects a 4-foot lizard when you're in an empty condominium?
Well, there's a joke in there somewhere. But
I'm sure there must be.
Oh, Lorena, so I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. What are those things called? The something dragon? The kimono dragon?
The bearded dragon?
Yeah, something like that.
An iguana? I don't know. Andrea says, as a kid, I had a lizard. He chomped down on my ear and stayed for hours. I had teeth marks on my earlobe for weeks.
Hours?
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 How do you get a lizard off your ear? So it's like a joke. It's like a beginning of a joke. It's like, how would you get him off?
Is it Liana? Is that right?
Yes.
Hi.
Liana, what's your wildlife encounter?
When I was in elementary school, I lived in this trailer park in California, and I used to go outside a lot when it was dark to walk over to my friend's house to, like, hang out. And one day I came like 10 feet away from what I thought was like this big dog. And it like stopped and stared at me. And I kind of like stopped and was like, oh no. And then I realized it was growling and kind of mangy. And I was like, oh, this is a coyote. Uh-oh. And I had to be like maybe 4 foot tall. And so I kind of just like backed up real slow, kind of curved around it, and ended up going back to my house, being like, nope, no more nighttime walks.
Yeah, smart
you
move.
Would have been, you would have been like an hors d'oeuvre.
Carry a whistle. Let me give you one more just to top it all off from Kevin. Right. His wildlife encounter. He says, my only wildlife encounter. I had an elk in Estes Park steal my identity. He ordered a bunch of credit cards under my name. I didn't even know you could get horn polish on Amazon.